We'll continue doing the laws of Yom Kippur in chapter 606, okay? The laws of one should apologize to his friend and Yom Kippur. Number one. Okay, Eric, why don't you start?
Sins that are committed between one person and another, Yom Kippur will not atone, unless you will appease your friend.
So in other words, usually it atones for sins, right? But if it's between one person and another, that Yom Kippur will not atone. You must first get forgiveness from your friend. You must ask your friend forgiveness, okay?
Every person should therefore take this to heart and apologize to anyone he might have offended.
So that's before Yom Kippur, right? Because you want to be atoned for, so you must apologize. Go ahead.
Even if you only use the words to get him angry, you need to go and appease him and ask him forgiveness.
Period. Yeah.
When asking
forgiveness.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it should be forgiveness.
When asking forgiveness.
When asking forgiveness, yeah.
It is necessary to detail the sin you have committed against your friend.
In other words, don't just say, oh, forgive me, but you say what you did to your friend. Is there coffee today?
Yes, it's being made right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
If your friend is ashamed by it, then he not specify.
In other words, if it's something that he'll be embarrassed by, right. It's generally you mention it if it's something that, but if it's something that he's embarrassed, let's say you insulted him by saying something happened over there, so if you're going to mention it again, you're going to be embarrassing him again, so then you shouldn't specify. Only specify it if it's something which, you know, but you should really feel bad for doing it, okay? Number two.
If the apology is not accepted the first time, you must try the second time. Using a different type of appeasement.
Which means basically, you try to ask forgiveness, and if he didn't forgive you the first time, so then you use another type of appeasement, okay?
Each time, you go...
No, you missed it. If still...
Oh, if still unsuccessful, you must try a third time using a different type of appeasement.
Which means you should always try to appease him and get him. Use something else to try to get him to forgive you if you have sinned against him, okay?
Each time you go to appease him, even the first time, one should take three men
With him, the mistake.
With him, yeah. And
okay.
Apologize in front of them.
So in other words, when you apologize in front of...
witnesses.
Three men, you know, that makes a, it's more than witnesses, yeah, but it's like a real shows that you really feel bad for what you did. Yeah. I mean, I'd need more than one day for that. Probably a whole year to apologize to everybody who you did something wrong to, right?
Especially me after this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if after three times he still does not apologize,
no, except
the apology, then you do not have to ask any further.
Which means if you asked him three times to forgive you, and if he doesn't, then you're done. I mean, you've done your obligation is to ask him three times, but that's it. Okay, Evden.
One should still publicly declare in front of 10 men that he has gone to appease him and he's refused to accept. This way people will not suspect him of not wanting to subdue himself before his friend to ask for forgiveness.
Okay. So, in other words, you want to make sure that everybody knows it's not like that you don't want to ask forgiveness, but you should tell her that you asked for Jesus to forgive you. And therefore, okay, so what else could you do? Basically, you did the best you could. And that's it.
Well, it's almost the same thing like you go to the cemetery, you take 10 people with you.
Right? Okay, soon we're going to say that, and then we're going to learn in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to learn that. Yeah, that's exactly. All right. How did you know about the cemetery? From last year? Yeah, okay, good. Three. Number three, the limit.
The limit of three times applies only to one's friend. If one gets his teacher upset, even if it's not his permanent teacher, he'd only had heard some words of Torah from him, then he must go many times until he is appeased.
So in other words, there's no limit of three times when it comes to a teacher. A teacher, you need to go until you can gain his appeasement, okay?
If one wishes to be strict upon himself,
He may
go many times to appease, even if it is only a friend whom he upset, provided there is no
degradation of the Torah, for Torah. Which means the halacha gives you a limit of three times, that you only have to ask three times. But what happens if you if he refused to forgive for good? So technically, by an ordinary person, you don't have to go more. But if sometimes, let's say you're a scholar.